La Paz Chattanooga is the leading Latino organization here in Southeast Tennessee. In time for Hispanic Heritage Month, the nonprofit now has a new home at 809 South Willow Street, where La Paz will hold a Fiesta Comunitaria grand opening block party on Sunday starting at 1 p.m. Lily Sanchez is with La Paz Chattanooga. Lily, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us more about the new center.
So La Paz Chattanooga has worked pretty hard in the past few years, especially last year, to be able to raise some money and move into a new building that we have renovated in the heart of Highland Park. It is the old fire hall on Willow Street. And this past month, we were finally able to move in and start operations full time there.
And what does the new space allow you to do? How does the new space allow you to serve the community even more than before?
So the new space is about three times the size as our old space. We used to operate out of a small house on Bailey Avenue, also in Highland Park. And this one is over 3,000 square feet. So we've got a lot more room to grow staff-wise, but also the most important factor is that we now have a large community space that will be multifunctional and will really be a place that the community can sort of make theirs and kind of bring in whatever it is that the community needs at the time. And we're lucky to be able to kind of offer that to nearly four times the amount of people that we would have been able to at the past location. So before, we could usually fit maybe 20 people at most in our old space. Now we have a capacity for about 120. So we're really grateful that now we have more space, even especially now that we're trying to take as many safety precautions as possible. Now we have more space so we can spread out and still see the community, still hopefully be impactful to them.
And when you say multifunctional, give us a few examples of what that means.
I think that the main function of the space will be able to amplify and kind of grow our ongoing programming. So we have a lot of different kind of programming in our community, whether that's digital literacy classes, a space for Latina women to kind of come and find a haven and a community for themselves, because many of our mothers are immigrants that have come in the past few years. So they're really still trying to build their own community. So we have that. We also periodically have community sort of town hall meetings held in Spanish so that our community can meet city officials. We've done meetings with the police chief in the past, and it's really just to build that relationship and establish trust between the Latino community and these sort of institutional figures. So a lot more advocacy will be going on and a lot more community building and community organizing.
When you choose your own space, when you move into the space that you choose, you have more of an opportunity to arrange it the way you like and to present it the way that you like. And since we're talking about a community center, that means referencing the history, the art, the culture of this community.
Absolutely. We're lucky that we have been able to receive a grant from Arts Build and a couple of other partnering organizations to commission Peruvian artist Alex Loza to paint a mural inside of our actual space. And he's really taken great measures to ensure that the mural is informed by what the community wants, what the community sees, and what the community represents. So we're really excited about that. And we're excited about all of the artifacts and the pieces of La Paz's history that we've kind of gathered over the last 17 years, being able to display it in a way that honors the legacy of the people who have served La Paz and the people who have been served by La Paz.
What are you and your colleagues at La Paz hearing from the community these days at this stage of the pandemic, with a focus out there on, for one thing, increasing vaccinations among the community during this pandemic?
I think the main concerns are particularly the economic impact, but also just the lack of community that we've been able to foster during this time. Our community is very tight-knit in that we like to physically be with each other, and that hasn't been possible this past year. And luckily, with our ongoing efforts with other organizations and initiatives, we've been trying to hopefully communicate and educate our community in order for them to get vaccinated so that we can resume those types of activities and that kind of community building. It's been a little difficult. However, we think that the more that they see us being able to engage our community members that are vaccinated and that have taken appropriate measures, I think it'll kind of continue to influence them. And we're hopeful in that the other organizations and entities that have been working to communicate specifically to our community are effective.
Opening up the center to the community coincides with Hispanic Heritage Month.
Oh, yes, we did that on purpose. We have actually, our soft opening, I guess, would be in mid-July. So we've been operating out of the office since mid-July. We are currently only seeing our clients in our case management capacity by appointment only, just to keep them safe, to keep ourselves safe. We're hopeful that if we continue to be safe, then we can kind of open it up little by little. But yes, we wanted to have the grand opening coincide with Hispanic Heritage Month because we typically, during Hispanic Heritage Month, hold a large fundraiser at the convention center where 400 people gather, and that's just impossible. So we decided to kind of bring them to the new space, keep it open, keep it easy, and have people come see it for themselves.
And for people who want more information about the grand opening and everything else that La Paz Chattanooga offers to the community, where can people go online? Where can they call?
People can go online to lapazchattanooga.org, or they can call 423-624-8414.
All right. Lily, thanks so much.
Thank you.